This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I'm sure there's a way to adjust that stupid thing. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just being involved, being engaged. Seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Head up to the website. You really want to help me out? Go to the website. There's a dozen things you can do up there, okay? First and foremost, some of you are listening. I can tell. I can see. Don't make me come to your house. I want you to go to the website. I want you to sign up for the email blast. This is easy stuff. I can't even wait. You can do it while we're talking. Right? Except if you're driving. Don't do it if you're driving. So go to the website, sign up for the email. We send out an email once a week. Just let you know what's going on, the kind of shows we're gonna have, what we're selling. Yeah, we do sell stuff. It's one of the ways we stay on the air. We sell stuff. Okay, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All those things that you've been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to. They're not going to tell you that though. Right, you can buy the coffee mug, you can buy the book, you can do a whole bunch of stuff up there. And then if you want to be notified when the show's going to start, then simply, you know, go. You get a text message. And the way you get that text message is you simply text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And that will help you, or help us, or whatever, get information on the show. And I so much do appreciate the time that you spend with us, the time you spend doing this. Anyway, AOC, you know, it's amazing to me. I don't know about you guys here. I'm gonna. Here it comes. I wish I knew as much at 29 as this young lady knows. I wish I was the brain surgeon that she thinks he is. And she has the cure for everything, you know, from cancer to dirty water to the common cold. She has the fiscal fixes, and every one of them have not worked anywhere any government has tried them. But she thinks they will. She actually believes that her green solution will fix the Flint water crisis. And it will fix Midwest flooding. She kind of thinks, you know, when you hear her talk, she kind of has this attitude that they're going to flick a switch. They're going to flick a climate change switch. And all of a sudden, everything's going to be fine. No floods, no waters, no rain, or no heavy rains. No more snowstorms that bring a city to its knees. See, some of us older folks have been hearing this since the 70s, how the world was coming to an end from a climate perspective. And I said, I wish we would go back to the rules of the Old Testament. And some of these people who made these predictions in the Old Testament, when you predicted something that didn't come true, you were stoned to death. And I don't mean with a joint. Think about that one. And it isn't like they missed it once. They kept recalculating and pushing it out and pushing it out and pushing it out. And the, you idiots that follow them, that really believe this stuff after they've had to change their models and predictions and thought processes year after year after year, what's wrong with that? What if you had your money in the stocks and your stockbroker kept missing it? Right? And your value kept going down and down. Do you wait till he wipes you out before you go, okay, enough, no more? Bear in mind, not one single Democrat had the cojones to vote in support of the Green Deal. The final vote was 0 to 57, with 43 cowardly Democrats voting present. Well, they must, you know, that's the Obama method of noncommittal. They didn't have the guts to support the monstrosity that would have destroyed the entire U.S. economy in less than 10 years. Then we wouldn't have cared about the climate, apparently. This caused Ocasio-Cortez to suffer major... I know, I saw her. You know, I'm not going to play it because it's too entertaining. She had a major meltdown in the chamber. And none of it made any real sense. I mean, absolutely none of it. She lashed out at Republicans and blamed them for hurricanes and water cleaning systems. 3,000 Americans died in Hurricane Maria. The Midwest is drowning as we speak. Hundreds of Flint families were pumped with poisoned water, and our water infrastructure is in peril across the country. And all they do is choose to laugh and delay. Well, actually, we're not laughing at the climate change. We're laughing at you. Really. I mean, you again, throw all this stuff out in generality. The Flint and water crisis had absolutely nothing to do with climate change. Hurricanes have been around long before we had cars. On a regular basis, hurricanes up and down the East Coast before we had cars. I wonder if she was around then, if she would have gone after the Native Americans and told them they had to stop building fires. Watch how that went over. Right, you've got other planets heating up. Maybe we should check and see. Maybe they're driving too many cars around. I mean, this is the whole solar system is heating up, but nobody talks about that. I just saw the other day that one of the major glaciers was now growing and growing rapidly. So after 20 years or 25 years of it getting smaller, now it's growing again. You know what they call that? The cycle of the planet, not climate change. Joe, what's in your house? We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. So welcome back. We've had this roller coaster ride. We've had all kinds of things going on in the market with your money. You need somebody a heck of a lot smarter than me to figure out what's going on with it. What do you think? We're with David Fisher, one of my favorite people to have on, because like I always say, he speaks plain and simple finance ease, right? You guys have always said, You love when David's on because you understand what he's talking about. So, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, always a pleasure to have you on with me, David.
I will speak in English today in many ways, yes. I'm here. Thanks for having me on your program.
Liquidity, annuities, and I hear all these terminologies sometimes when I'm listening to the radio myself, and I go, wait a minute, I got to call David. I don't understand half this stuff. Hey, listen, the stock market, why don't they rename that the perpetual roller coaster, right? I mean, last Friday, the market took a drastic downturn again, and, all my very, very liberal friends say, hey, how's Trumponomics working out for you? Well, what really happened on Friday?
Well, first of all, this had nothing to do with President Trump, so you can't take the blame when the market goes down, and you can't take the credit necessarily, though, when the market goes up, although I can say he can take more credit when the market goes up than down. But here's what happened. It started on Wednesday, actually. Wednesday, the Fed came out. So first of all, let's go back to Friday. Friday, the stock market, the Dow, had a sell-off of 400 points. We haven't had a 400-point sell-off this year. So except for in January, there's a couple of them. But I said at the end of January, now you're not going to see these big roller coaster swings. I guess I'm making one of my predictions is wrong because the Fed surprised everybody in the financial markets on Wednesday. And that's what caused this big sell-off on Friday. And what the Fed did is they reversed everything they said, Joe, and they came out and made an announcement, we're not going to raise rates at all in 2019, which was a shocker. And then they also announced that they're not going to roll off the balance sheet past September. We'll get into the more of the details of this. So what happened on Friday, stocks tumbled because we got what you call weak manufacturing reports in the U.S. and also abroad in the global economy. This was a catalyst for a sell-off. Which has showed us for the first time we are headed into a recession because what happened, for another indicator, is U.S. manufacturing activity fell to a 21-month low. In other words, it went down, it plunged. And the index in the manufacturing in the Eurozone, so in Europe, also plunged to the lowest level since 2013, igniting new fears of a global recession, not just in Europe and the rest of the world, but also in the United States. What happened as this is what we call a domino effect. And that's usually how markets, because we're tied in together, affected Europe, affected the United States, and it affected what you call the yield curve. We've talked about this before, and I've always said, and many billionaires who are hedge fund managers have said, watch the yield curve. When it inverts, that means we're headed into a recession. So let's get into that part. I'm going to speak simple English. And if there's something that you know your listeners better than I do, but if I'm not speaking simple English,
we'll clarify.
We'll clarify and we'll take it apart more.
Okay.
So you have the Treasury creates a yield, Treasury bills, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, a 2 year, a 5 year, a 10 year, a 15 year, and a 30 year. I might have missed a couple in there, but I think those are the general ones. So when the inversion of a yield curve is a Treasury produces a yield. We could call it an interest rate, but it's something like that, but it's not exactly that. It's how much the Treasury is paying. And usually, historically, the longer you go out paying money to the Treasury, buying their debt, the higher the interest rate, or the higher the yield, okay? Because you're taking on more risk. Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
The shorter the term, like a 1 month or 3 months, the lower that yield is because you're taking less risk because you're only buying that treasury bill and holding it for, say, 3 months if it's a three-month treasury. So historically, for almost every year, year after year, month after month, year after year, longer-term holdings of treasuries, yields are higher, shorter-term holdings of Treasury, yields are lower. When it inverts, that means the shorter term is higher than the longer term, which makes no sense. But when that happens, that sends the signal, the bond market is sending the signal, wait a second, something's going to happen in the longer term of the United States past 3 months, because here's what happened. The three-month yield in the Treasury went higher than the 10-year yield in the Treasury on Friday. That was the first time it happened in 10 years, which means DEFCON 3, let's move to DEFCON 3, we are headed into a recession. Now, I don't want to come on your program and say I like recessions. I like it when our country does great. I'm not a doomsdayer, and I didn't like what happened in 2008 and 2009 and 10, 11. People lost, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars or trillions of dollars were lost in investments. It was not a good thing. People lost their jobs. They lost security. I'm not a doomsdayer, but I'm a realist. And I was in the hospital recently, and I just wanted to know what the truth was. Just tell me how bad it is or how good it is, but don't sugarcoat it. Tell me what's really going on. And that's the way we should look at our money and finances. Tell me really what's going on. But what happens is people don't want to hear bad news. But the bad news is the real news right now. We are headed into a recession. Evidence why the Fed did what they did on Wednesday. Because if the economy was peachy keen, I know we're going to run out of time coming up to this break.
Well, yeah, we're coming up to the break, so like, just wrap that part of it up and we'll come back to it.
If the economy was peachy keen, they wouldn't have made this huge, big turnaround announcement and say, we're no longer raising rates and we're no longer going to sell the balance sheet, which is a risk asset, past September. And we'll explain that a little more of that, because this is a big, big news item. They've been talking about it all last week, and they're still talking about it this week, and it'll probably be the topic of this year. So we'll get into this a little bit more.
Okay. All right. When we come back, you know how it's going to go, right? We get more of an explanation from David as to, we've been talking about winding the balance sheet. We've been talking about all this stuff. It seems like this isn't going to happen. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go for a lot coming up after the break. And
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An Ohio man pleads guilty to federal hate crime charges in the deadly car attack at a 2017 white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. U.S. Attorney Thomas Cullen says dropping the death penalty case for James Alex Field Jr.'s plea to the other charges was a good decision.
The potential life imprisonment was an acceptable result. We also believe that it vindicated our interest in protecting the civil rights of those victims.
At the White House, the wife of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, Fabiana Rosales, speaking through an interpreter, she says her country is in trouble.
The power crisis is very serious. Children are dying in hospitals. Children are dying because they have no food. Hospitals are in darkness.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
We are back. Joe Masito, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, let's just get right back to it because I got so much. I mean, truly, we truly have so much to cover. We need to get through with David. We're back at it. David Fisher's with me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always enjoy when he's on with me. And we're really talking about the turn the Fed has made and really what that's going to do to the economy or with the economy or help or hurt us. Right, David?
Absolutely. So let's back up a second. And let's look at the Fed's plan, what they set into place, into motion. And it really started in 2008. We were in a recession, so they said, let's produce a lot of money. Let's buy treasuries, is what they did, and bought mortgage-backed securities. And at the time, the Fed had less than $1 trillion, $880 billion on their balance sheet, and interest rates were at a quarter of a point. So money was cheap, and the government and the Fed injected money into the system to help stimulate the economy. That's what you do when you don't have a good economy and you're in a recession. So they did this for 4 years, and during that four-year time, gold went from $700, $750 to $1,900 because they're creating a lot more debt, and they're creating a lot more money. So that's what happens when that happens. We're going back to that era again, but before we get there, let's talk about what has happened since then. So when we get to 2012, a little history lesson here, they said we're stopping quantitative easing Q1, 2, and 3, and that's the issuing of all these, buying of all the treasuries, and the Fed has bought it, and now their balance sheet is at $4.5 trillion in 2012. So they took on a lot of what you call market risk through buying all those defunct mortgages that went belly up through foreclosure, and also treasuries, that the treasuries are issued when the government is on a massive debt spending streak and there's not enough revenue coming in, so treasuries get issued. So they ballooned their balance sheet 400% over that, from under $1 trillion to $4.5 trillion. So that's a big change in a four-year period for the Fed.
Yep.
Then they came out and they said, we're going to get to the place maybe 4 or 5 years from now, and we're going to start selling our balance sheet because it's too risky to hold this big of a balance sheet. It's like anybody else holding too much debt. It's just too risky. And when we do that, we're going to start to get rates to normal. What is a normal rate? 3.5% to 3.75%, somewhere in there. So they forewarned us year after year for 4 or 5 years. When they start doing this, they said it's going to cause market turmoil. They did analysis, they did test modeling, and they couldn't figure out a way where it would not cause market turmoil. So that's why we saw all that last year, and that's why I made the predictions. Watch, this is what's going to happen, because that's what they said would happen, because that's what the testing said. Now they changed their minds all of a sudden, because the economy that's supposed to be so strong and growing, and I'm not throwing stones at President Trump, it's not as strong as it is, though. The reality is, otherwise, they would continue to get to what normalization is, which is 3.5%, raising rates to that. But because every time they raise the rates, the market has a turmoil, like a rejection off drugs, the rates are stopping at 2.25%, which is what they were raised last time in December. So that's where we're at today, 2.25%. We didn't even get close to the 3.5% level. We got a little over halfway there. It's like running a 100-yard dash. When we got to the 60-yard line, we said, I'm out of gas, I can't do anymore. That's where we're at, okay? Plain simple analogy. As far as the balance sheet, we were at $4.5 trillion. The Fed's been selling some of it. We are at $3.9 trillion right now, last week when the Fed made the announcement. So what did we get to? We ran a 100-yard dash, and we only got to about the 15-20-yard line, and we ran out of steam, which is sounds ridiculous, but that's the reality. But we're going to take a few more steps to about the 25-yard line, not quite, and get to about $3.5 trillion, and then the Fed's going to stop, and that will happen in September. That's the plan. Why are they doing this? Because when they've done this, the market, the stock market, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500, we've seen what I've explained, has been through massive downturns and capitulations and volatility like we've never experienced in a long time, over a decade. So because they're doing this, they're trying to, they're actually affecting the market, and they're not supposed to do that, but that's what they're doing. Okay. So this is why the bond market, not David Fisher, the bond market is saying clearly we're going into a recession. It is coming. In fact, Market Insider, CNBC, one of their top articles says, bond market says not only is a recession coming, but the Fed will cut interest rate to stop it. So watch. I'm going to make a prediction. The Fed is going to start cutting interest rates towards the end of this year or next year. The Fed is going to lower rates again to ridiculous levels. We're already below normal levels. Normal is 3.5%. We're at 2.25. This is going to be good for people who want to buy a mortgage. Mortgage rates came down a whole bunch last week when the Fed did this, by the way. And they've been coming down the last month. So this is good for mortgages. Not good for credit cards yet, because that's a whole interest rate that gets from something else. But this should help support the stock market. But here's what's happened. The genie is out of the bottle. They sent the signal. They told us there is an economic problem without their words, but their actions. The Fed, you know, the Fed cannot just come out and say, hey, by the way, we want to tell you we're moving into recession. They're not going to ever say that. You're never going to hear that. You will never, never hear, ever hear, I'm going to overtly tell you forever on the radio and all the programs I go on, Joe, the Fed will never tell you we're going into a crisis. I can give example after example. They said the opposite thing right before 2008, okay? So they're never going to admit this. Just like commentators, for the most part, on financial news are never going to admit this. They admitted just the opposite in 2008. But I will say this. There is significantly more economic indicators saying today we are headed for a recession in the near term. And I don't mean next week or next month. I'm saying probably next year or the end of this year. Than we had in 2008. but they're still being squashed by talking heads saying everything's going to be okay, which tells us the output of a 2008 this time around will probably be greater, because debt is what affects this whole thing. And the Fed now has debt, so they don't have a whole lot of room to move. In 2008, the interest rates were close to 5% by the Fed. And so they had room to go down, 4.5, I think they were. I could actually get the hard number if you want me to. But now they're 2.25, so they don't have a lot of downturn. They don't have a lot of ability to buy a lot of debt from the government. So this is going to be a problem. This is
we're going to go for a quick break, though, and then when we come back, we'll finish up on this. And again, where are we going with real estate? Where are we going with precious metals? Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. We'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back in a few minutes, right? I mean, seriously, look, when it comes to the way David lays things out, I know some people have said to me, why do you keep saying plain, simple English? Sometimes I don't get it. Some of this stuff, you can't make it that simple. Because you need to understand how things, you know, lay out, how it works, in order to understand where your money's going and what's going to happen with the stock market. Because all you ever hear is about how bad it is. How bad the market is, what Trump's doing to the market, all that other fun stuff. And it's not true. It's far from true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Hit up on the website, therealside.com. Not only can you watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, and or buy the coffee mug. I'm telling you, man, the coffee tastes better in a mug. I haven't got a TRS mug, and I can taste the difference. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you sign up for the email blast, I only send it out once or twice a week. I let you know what stories we're going to be covering, what's going on, who we'll probably have on. I show you some of the things that we're selling out of the store. And you get involved and engaged. I mean, right now, conservatives on social media are getting pummeled. And it's making it harder and harder and harder for us to make a couple of rubles online. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, let's continue on. I don't want you to miss any. I mean, you need to know about your money. It really is that simple. We're back. I got one of my favorites on, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. I always enjoy the time that he spends with us. And then listening to the last segment, I'm thinking to myself, you know, David, it almost sounds like this is planned. And I know I'm not trying to throw a conspiracy theory out there like everything's against Trump. But, you know, and looking at all the other stuff swirling around him, why is this all coming to a head, it seems like, just before the election cycle? Because if the economy's good, he's a shoo-in. If it's in the toilet, it's going to be a problem, right?
Well, with that, kind of on a side note, there's a guy named Stephen Moore who is President Trump's nominee for a place on the Fed. And he came out publicly and said recently, this is Stephen Moore, came out and said publicly recently that the Fed should lower rates 0.5%. So he's an advocate of what I think is going to happen that the Fed's going to do. And if they do that, that's good for the president, because it should help not create so much of a big recession, it should help alleviate that. And I hope, you know, before going into elections, we don't have a deep recession. But all indicators are saying that's where we're going. Unfortunately, is it planned? No, I think we're long over. I wish they would have had a recession, you know, right after President Trump got elected. Everybody would have happened. We were out of it, or at least on the tail end of it now. But it didn't. He averted that because he did. First day in office, he took away, you know, all
the hurdles
that President Obama put in, and he stirred on business development, and he lowered taxes for businesses, and so it spurred an economic boom. That's why the market did so well the first year he was in office. So, I mean, now we're past that, and so it's he's either got to come up with another plan so we don't go into recession. And I think part of it is getting the Fed to understand that, hey, and I know this, the president is overstepping his boundaries because the president and the Fed should be independent of each other, but they're really not. And previous presidents weren't independent of the Fed either. Greenspan used to come to the Oval Office quite a bit. But I think, you know, the president understands long-term economics, and it's unfortunate that the recession hasn't already happened, and now going into election, we would have a boom, but I think it's going to be the opposite, unfortunately.
Yeah, and again, when you look at this, and you're looking at real estate, you're looking at how you had talked about debt, and in recent weeks, I've been reading a lot of articles about consumer debt on the rise, actually some defaults happening, and student loan debt just still skyrocketing after all this time. That's got to affect... I hope it's affecting some of the decisions that the Fed and others are making. Yes? No?
Well, the Fed commented, and they were asked in before Congress if they were concerned about the student debt, and you know they said, "Yeah, we're concerned." But the Fed has no control over student debt. That's a government thing, and
right.
Now they're seeing a push from the Democrats that saying we should, you know, make loans ridiculously low, is the lowest interest rate possible for a student loan. The government should not be making money off student loans. And I don't know if they all are not. I don't think they're making much. But the government takes on risk when they lend out money, obviously.
Right.
And so they have to be compensated for that. Otherwise, it's, again, the taxpayers on the hook. So, but, yeah, student loans are on the rise, and wages are not compensated enough to pay down the student loans. And so we have some defaults on student loans. And real estate, I don't think it's going to be affected near like it was last time. I mean, now you can see I'm not a doomsayer. I'm a realist. I don't think it'll even come close to it because people have learned from being highly overleveraged in real estate. But you will see real estate recede because that's what it does in recessions.
Yep.
You will see the stocks recede.
Okay.
That's what it does in recession. And gold will probably go up in the recession.
That's what I wanted to hit on was, you know, precious metals. Where are we at? You know, with precious metals. Again, I've been listening to you long enough to know that if you start seeing a bit of a recession, then the precious metals become stronger, yes or no?
It went up on Friday, a big tick up on Friday. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to go up every day, just like stocks don't go down every day. But every day we've had rates invert the yield. Stocks are down today. We'll see what they close at, you know, because this is a recording. But we'll see, you know, looking back, and there will probably be this pattern. And we'll probably see, you know, gold on the rise, and this is what many people who have nothing to do with owning a gold company are saying. Big investors, billionaires, hedge fund, Jeffrey Gundlach also came out and talked on this on Friday and said similar things, that we're going to move into recession, and he's an advocate of having some gold in your portfolio. You wouldn't want to put all your money in stocks. Don't put all your money in gold, but get diversified. That's the whole key.
Well, you've always said that, though. The whole time you've been on the show with me, you've never said you've got to have all your money in precious metals or whatever. You've always said, you know, you diversify. It's, as I jokingly say, it's, you know, cash in coffee cans in the backyard, and then, which I mean by cash around the house, you know, real estate, stocks, and precious metals. I mean, you've always been on that line, right?
Yep. And I will be, because you don't want to have all your one asset so much more heavier than the other three or four assets. Have some money in cash, have some money in stocks, have some money in real estate, and have some money in gold. Don't forget any one sector, because it's not about being able to predict it. It's about understanding it and not fighting the markets. People that fought the markets in 2008 and 2009 lost a lot of money. and we're going into recession. Don't fight the market. Get some liquidity, diversify, and make sure you're not highly leveraged or have a huge amount of debt around you.
You know why I take issue with left-wing racists?
Because it will make it more difficult. If we have a severe one, we'll have job losses.
Yep. All right, so listen, the coming bail-in, we're still on that. I mean, I was hoping that was yesterday's news, but it's not yesterday's news. If people can get more information, you got about 2 minutes. People get more information on this at your website, right?
Yes, they can go to our website at landmarkgold.com, or they can call us the old-fashioned way, like your dad, 844-715-7311. And the bail-in is coming back again because this next recession, the Fed won't have enough money to do what they need to do, what they did last time. So that's where the government's going to have to look at alternative ways of getting money, and that's now we've set up laws to seize people's portfolios and their bank accounts. So get that report, the coming bail-in. It will help you understand the law.
So in the next time we get together, or maybe the time after, I my irritance has always been there is no money. It's all numbers on a piece of paper, right? And it used to be that money was backed by gold. Well, we know that's gone the way of the unicorn. And I've had people send me emails after you and I talk about this, and I always say the same thing. There is no money. It's numbers on a piece of paper. How does that have value? So maybe that's something we can discuss next time around, seriously.
You're preaching to the choir because I have in my hand a financial report of the accounts of the United States. It's the most recent report released by the Federal Reserve, 198-page report known to the insiders as the Z1. Speak it in simple English. It talks exactly what you just said.
Wow.
The debt of our country. Mm-hmm. And it just came out recently from the Federal Reserve.
I always get a kick out of that. Anyway, David, always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All righty.
You know, who knew I was that smart? Seriously. I mean, again, my beef with the market, with interest rates and everything else, it's never been money. Right? I mean, when you get your credit card bill, you've been to the store a couple times, you've used a card. Does somebody from Visa take a wheelbarrow full of money down to the place you charge to and hand them cash? No, it doesn't work that way. Their number's on a piece of paper. When you pay the bill, do you go down to some Visa outlet and give them a check, or you give them, you know, cash? No. Just numbers on a piece of paper. So there's nothing to back up. There's no numbers anywhere to speak of. So, you know, the rush on the banks of the, you know, 1920s, 30s, 40s, whatever it was. Right? I mean, you can't have it anymore. You don't need the cash to operate. And the other funny thing about it is, if you think, you know, some of you are way too young to remember this, we had silver and gold certificates. Silver certificates, you know, they look like regular bills, but they were not so much promissory notes, but they were bills to the government that said they had silver stashed away to back the value of that bill. You could actually go into the bank with a, I don't know, $5 silver certificate, looked like a $5 bill, and say, I'd like to exchange this for silver, and they would do it. Same thing with gold. It was backed by gold. You could get gold for that. Those days are gone. Now it's a piece of paper. The government says, don't you worry about a thing. We got you covered. How does that make you feel? Wouldn't give me a warm fuzzy, I'll tell you what. But we're supposed to, it's backed by the full faith and trust of these United States of America. Well, with Trump in there, I'm probably more or less concerned that we're going to see our money. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot of stuff going on. We're going to talk about the Harvard study that shows the minimum wage hikes actually killed entry-level jobs, and so much more. Lots of crazy stories coming up in the next hour. I am Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a little bit.